It's John Holmberg here, shilling away for the people I sleep with at Tuft and Needle. Oh, my goodness. I went over to the Tuft and Needle store on Scottsdale and Thomas and laid down on their brand new hybrid mattress. Now, I've got the Mint mattress at my house, and I sleep like a baby that doesn't cry, and obviously a very sleepy baby, but a baby nonetheless, just deep, super sleep. I wake up so rested. Got on the hybrid, and I said, okay, next level of comfort. I bought the hybrid immediately. It's a perfect combination of the coils and the foam that Tuft & Needle has kind of reinvented. This mattress is amazing. Then I got the adjustable bed frame under me, and I'm like, okay, I want this too. I'm redoing the whole bedroom because all their new stuff is so amazing. Not to say their old stuff isn't equally as amazing. Plus, I got the pillows, the sheets, this thing called the pouch, which is a reinvention of the beanbag. You got to go down there and check all this stuff out. Go over to Tuft & Needle, Scottsdale and Thomas Roads, or in Gilbert at Gilbert Heritage Marketplace, and sleep with me at Tuft & Needle.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
Disgusting. They smell. They're sticky. They say things that are horrible.
And it is Tyler. Lavelle is the best. I cannot wait for Better Call Saul. That is just if you're in it, you get it. If you don't, it's like one of those shows like I don't understand. But man, Paul Sura and I, he sent me stuff yesterday. We're all excited about it starting, and I think it starts at the end of February. So, and Lavelle is just cool and having that insight and all that. He's got none though. They don't tell him anything. Anyway, he's at the Tempe Improv this weekend. He's the best. Really cool. And again, I've talked about it when he's here. We didn't this time, but he is Patrick. The starfish from SpongeBob, only black. I told him that once, and he said that I'm not the first person to tell him that, which is scary. His nephew told him the same thing once because he looks just like him. Can't wait. Better Call Saul coming up at the end of the month. You can go see him at 10 p.m. Improv this weekend. In the meantime, it's time for Brady to give you the entertaining news he knows. The entertainment drill is brought to you by my friends at ReactDefense.com, the home of Tactical Black and love. That's right. It's Tactical Black Couples Therapy, the Valentine's Day special that the gang up there want to help you out with. $169 gets you and your coupler, your married, you know, your wife, your husband, whatever. I'm not your husband and your husband. Nobody's judging. You're married, you get up there and you're like, let's get in shape together. Let's start this new project together. Let's learn together. Man, I tell you what, it's fun. You have a little buddy system there. You can partner up and do the things. Maybe you're like me and you don't like doing things with people you don't know, and you need a friend to go with you and kind of hold your hand for the beginning and learn that way. Better time than ever to share this type of experience of being smarter, better trained, in better shape, physically better, and just more aware. It's an alertness program, basically. They'll teach you all sorts of that stuff. And a tried and true system that is just amazing called Tactical Black. The self-defense you learn is unmatched. Unlimited training for 1 month, $169 for both of you. That is outstanding. I get you. I guarantee you, you're sticking around longer than a month. But trust me, this take advantage of this thing right here. You and your betrothed together, sharing experiences. You're always saying, we don't do anything together. Try something new. This is it. ReactDefense.com loves love. And they want to punch it into your relationship. Learn. Tactical Black. It's easy. ReactDefense.com. The special's on now. Brady, entertain me.
Everyone's losing it over Megxit.
Megxit's a big deal.
So Fox is jumping on, getting into the act, and they're doing an hour-long special on January 29th.
Already?
Called Harry and Meghan, The Royals in Crisis.
The story hasn't even, like, even technically hasn't started. They just got permission to not do their jobs a little bit. Now, nobody knows what's happening.
Guess they have interviews with people who have real ties to the royal
family. I said, it's all tied back to Philip's inability to not be racist. The 96-year-old, not king, married to the Queen of England, has been known to be a racist. And Harry married a black girl. Philip is struggling with this. And so is the royal family. I guarantee you she felt uncomfortable. But again, I don't feel sorry for Meghan Markle. You married the Prince of England. And you expected a little privacy? Should have thought about that.
I want to be a princess, but privately.
No, it's not happening. Should have stayed on that USA show. That if you wanted anonymity, that's the place to live.
But you can be a princess, and I'm fine. Stay in Canada.
Right, yeah. We'll move you.
Queen Mother.
And that's basically because normally, like they did with Princess Diana, you get lippy, we'll kill you. They can't do that to this one because there's somebody out there with stories of their race that'll look like a hate crime because of their family history. They can't kill the first black princess. That's like the people who were mad when Disney did that. What was the one with the black princess?
Princess and the Frog.
No, I don't know. Is that it? I don't know what you're talking about. It's down in Nolens.
Yeah.
Was it called that? I thought it had a different name. Either way, whatever they did, if the people who were mad about it were showing their true colors, that's all the royal family's doing. You can't hate Meghan out loud. She's black. Makes you look bad.
You won't see his name in the credits, but Seth Rogen says he helped rewrites on Bad Boys 2 back in 2003.
Really?
Said Judd Apatow got the call. The gig was to punch up the Bad Boys 2 script. So he hired Seth and his writing partner, Evan Goldberg, to help.
Cool.
Seth says, I don't remember much, but we definitely wrote the joke where they don't know the words to the song, where Martin Lawrence shoots the machine gun in the car by accident.
Hmm.
That was part of his deal.
Are you a Bad Boys fan?
Not really.
You are, Jeremy? Oh. Jeremy gave me that. Are you, Eric?
I haven't watched any of them. It probably doesn't hold up.
Well, I didn't like it when it first came out. It's Michael Bay.
It was okay. It was like...
it screams Michael Bay.
You know, the way those were shot back then, it reminded The Rock and it's Bad Boys were kind of the same.
Slow-mo.
A lot of slow-mo, a lot of...
The Jerry Bruckheimer, Michael Bay look movies had zero substance and then were shiny and neat and looked really cool. But then you watch them and you're like, there's nothing here. This is just a real... And the slow-mo crawl-ups with the sunset in the back. And their cinematography's outstanding. Same with Pearl Harbor, another Michael Bay gem. It looks great, but they're terrible.
There's people that like the buddy cop pictures.
Yeah, but it's a buddy cop picture doesn't mean it's good. I never got the Bad Boys thing. People loved it. I didn't get it. It's okay. Not enough to make the third or fourth one?
Third one.
We have a celebrity death. Norma Michaels. She was 95 years old. She's from The King of Queens. She was the mom. She was in Wedding Crashers. If you see a picture of her, you're like, oh, okay, that's Norma.
The old lady at the table? Listen, no, that was a man. They had the old grandma at the Wedding Crashers. But that movie's 15 years old. She'd have been, I guess, high 80s. Once you're 80, you look 90, so.
On the other side, today's Betty White's 98th birthday.
Keep on cooking, B-dubs. Loves that B-dubs.
Demi Lovato will sing the national anthem at the Super Bowl.
Really? That's kind of a big gig, isn't it?
Yeah, hopefully she doesn't have any issues between now and then.
She's not exactly the most stable individual. Neither was Whitney Houston, though, and she did the best job ever. But we didn't know about Whitney's problems. Demi, well-documented, has some hiccups.
She sang the anthem at the Mayweather-McGregor fight in 2017. Said, aced it.
Well, let's hope the outcome of the actual event is better than that joke. Mayweather fights this weekend, or McGregor does again.
Calm Conor McGregor.
Yeah, I know. He was all nice yesterday. It's like what Mike Tyson did when Tyson was all mouthy and then got in trouble and then came back and tried to be sweet. And everybody's like, you're an act. You're a hack act.
When someone said that to me the first time I heard it, I'm like, just give him 5 minutes.
Yeah. Just want to say Cowboy's pretty great fighter and pretty happy to be in the ring with him. Not going to cuss about him or fight him or nothing like that because I get kicked out again. Just want to say everybody is lovely, and I like Earth. Oh, wow, you've gone completely vanilla. I have differing opinions on everything. Two opinions for every single thing. That way I'm never wrong, and I'm never right. I can't rub it in. I like the old Conor, but I didn't like him either. I don't think I like Conor McGregor. A friend of mine, Drew's like, what do you think of the fight this weekend? I'm like, I hope Cowboy kicks his ass, and we're finally rid of this show. It's grown tired.
Green Day released a new song called Oh Yeah, and it samples Joan Jett's version of the Gary Glitter song, Do You Want to Touch Me?
No.
And they know how controversial that can be because of Gary Glitter.
He used to have sex with kids.
So they're donating all the royalties from the song.
To the kids?
To the IGM Foundation. That is an international human rights organization.
Hmm. What's IGM stand for?
And then the other one is RAIN, RAINN, which is Rape, Abuse, Incest Network, National Network.
Hmm. I wonder how many other acronyms they went by before they just settled on RAIN. No, I don't like that one. Rape, Abuse, No. We're heading down Rain Road every time. What is IGN?
I don't have the...
doesn't say?
Yeah. Just says IJM.
IJM.
Yeah.
International Justice Mission. End slavery in our lifetime. Okay. Well, that seems reasonable. It's a shame we need a group for that. But we do. Why redo a pedophile song?
It's just sampled in there.
Even still. At that point,
well,
just,
yeah, I guess.
You start looking at it. We got to pay Gary. The second somebody says, if we do this much of it.
That was a Gary Glitter song. Yeah. I always thought that was Joan Jett.
We got to pay Gary to do this. And,
well, if he's dead, you pay his family.
Still, you're still just swiping from the, you know, it's like Hitler had a couple great things. Let's just tap into that and we'll just pay Hitler's family. You just don't do it. And, yeah, I'm comparing pedophiles to Hitler. It's pretty darn close. It's 9:20. Well, there you go. Yeah, the Gary Glitter. The minute somebody goes, if we keep this up, we got to pay Gary Glitter. Never mind. That'll make news. If we give it to a foundation for kids who are abused, what's the point of the song, by the way? Why are we doing this? It's just such a cool riff.
Oh, yeah.
You just, no. Nah.
We got tickets to give away, John.
I know. We got the tools.
Tool, yep. And U-Fest.
We got them both because U-Fest tickets are going on sale in 39 minutes and 6 seconds. So we got that. And if you win the squares today, you get to pick them. That's it. How about that? Second place gets what's left.
Sure.
So everybody wins today. If you want to play 585-9800, Tool and U-Fest, Volbeat, Clutch, Phil and Salmo and the Illegal. Oh, my God. You got some tickets at your disposal here. We'll hand them over to you if you want to play the squares. We need a girl. We need a boy. 585-9800 is the phone number. They are coming up next.
It's out of control now. 98 KUPD.